Child in Need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
Tougher, more restrictive regulations on American travel to Cuba will formally be imposed this week, according to the U.S. State Department. The changes detailed Wednesday will negate much of former President Barack Obama's large-scale efforts to normalize diplomacy with the Caribbean island nation after more than a half century of icy relations.
Republican senators and members of President Trump's cabinet say they are confident that the Tax Cuts and Job Act will be on his desk by Christmas. Republican Senator David Perdue from Georgia said the president called us to get to work.
President Trump has called us to action. He is moving at a business pace, not a bureaucratic pace. He wants us to pass the Senate and the House bill by Thanksgiving, have it on his desk by Christmas.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, on the other hand, released a statement which said middle-class Americans would see an average tax increase of about $1,350.
And starting today, for $250, Amazon Prime members can have their packages delivered inside their home. This is part of the Amazon Key program, which is happening in 37 cities from coast to coast. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Colonel Sanders from KFC here to talk about the good old days. Well, the good old days are still here in chicken form, specifically in KFC's original recipe fried chicken with 11 herbs and spices. Our delicious chicken is still hand-breaded and pressure-fried just like it was then. Get your fill with two pieces of my original recipe in a $5 fill-up with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, a cookie, and a drink at a KFC near you. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. At participating KFCs, prices may vary. Tax extra.
A relative of the gunman who killed 26 churchgoers on Sunday says he reached out to him on the day of the massacre. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
The uncle of the South Texas church shooter says he tried to communicate with him on social media hours before the attack.
He posted on Facebook that he wasn't thinking correct and his head hurt. So I private messaged him and I said, "Hey, Devin, what's up? Are you okay, bud? Here, have a shot of whiskey or something, man. Life is good." I didn't get any response from him, and then this happened.
His uncle Dave Ivey speaking there to Northwest Digital News, calling his nephew Kelly a coward.
President Trump is warning North Korea not to underestimate the United States. Senator Ed Roy said there's one way to motivate a country like North Korea.
It's not conscience that necessarily in authoritarian regimes animate people to action. What will animate them to action is the threat of shutting down access to trade.
It may be sunny over 300 days a year in Phoenix, Arizona, but that still doesn't stop people from stressing out while they're driving. Jason Campidonia has the story.
A new survey finds that the Valley has the fourth most stressful commute in the country. The employment agency Robert Half surveyed more than 2,700 drivers recently in some of the most populated cities and found that Los Angeles has the most stressful drive. Phoenix has an average commute time of around 45 minutes, which is actually 19th in the country. The survey suggests people take mass transit to lower their stress level and anxiety about driving.
You're listening to USA Radio News. My name is Tim Berg.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for Legends of Success with John Resnick. Each week, John presents the most original success stories in America. Passionate and inspiring stories from some of the most innovative and successful entrepreneurs alive today. This is Legends of Success. Here's John Resnick.
And welcome to today's edition of Legends of Success. This is America's program that introduces you firsthand to our country's outstanding entrepreneurs, acclaimed individuals, and members of the Forbes 400 list, and where they share with you their personal journeys of overcoming obstacles and setbacks to make it to the top. I'm John Resnick, and I thank you for sharing part of your day with us. Well, folks, Winston Churchill, he said it, and David Orrick did it. Never give up. David Orrick started from scratch. When everybody else said it can't be done, early in his career, David Orrick as an entrepreneur had his entire product line pulled from him by a powerful competitor with strong political connections, and his entire product line vanished. What did he do? David Orrick looked at that adversity and turned it inside out. He simply created his own personally branded line of vacuum cleaners and became the industry's icon, and build a fortune in the process. To borrow an expression from the late actor Paul Newman, I'll say David Orrick has the tenacity of a terrier, and he still hasn't slowed down. Let's welcome back our old friend to this show, David Orrick. David, welcome back to Legends of Success.
Thank you, John. I'm delighted to be back. In fact, I'm delighted to be anywhere at my age.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up. I run into so many people, David. It's great to have you here. I run into so many people, 60, 65, and they say, I'm tired now. I want to slow down and retire. Give us a typical day, and how old are you now, David? What's your typical day?
Well, another 2 months, I'll be 86. And my typical day is I get up usually about 6 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Get about an hour's worth of exercise in, hiking in the park and that sort of thing. And then I go to work. I go down to my office, and I spend most of the day there. And then on the weekends, I take a long weekend. I indulge myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I go out to my farm, which is about an hour and a half drive from my office, or if I fly, it takes me in my airplane about 17 minutes, and I fly myself, but I have to go to the airport and pre-flight it and all that. So anyway, an hour and a half, I get out to the farm, and I enjoy it out here immensely. It's warm, real warm, but it's beautiful, beautiful countryside, and I love the country.
I love it. I love it. And David Orrick's coming to us today from Mississippi, correct, David?
That is correct.
Yeah.
We're in Mississippi, south of Hattiesburg, and about 100 miles north of the Gulf Coast.
Awesome. Now, you mentioned you're flying now. I know I don't want to get back into the history yet because we'll go back in a moment, but I do want to mention you were quite a war hero with your flying, weren't you, Dave?
Oh, I don't know about the hero part, but
well,
I was in the 20th Air Force, which is out in the Pacific, on B-29s, and we flew missions up to Japan and back, and fortunately, we came out alive.
Yeah. Well, that
the heroes didn't. That's what I'm getting at.
Well, you're humble, but how many missions did you fly, tell our listeners?
Oh, I don't know. A dozen, I guess, something like that.
Yeah.
It was a long junket. You had to fly from Saipan to Japan, and, of course, you didn't land, obviously. And then back either to Saipan or to Iwo Jima, which was a, when we captured that island, that was a very good thing because it meant that we could get some P-51 fighter support. And it also meant that on the way back, it was only half as far before we could land. And so we could carry a little less gas and a few more armaments.
Mm.
And but that was a... That was another chapter.
Yeah, well, I'll bet after you drop a couple of those bombs, you hightailed it out of there pretty quickly, too.
Yeah, that was a good idea.
Folks, if you're just joining us, we have the vacuum cleaner entrepreneurial icon, David Orrick, with us here on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick. David, give us a snapshot. You have done just a tremendous job in your life, literally starting with nothing. Give us today a snapshot of the size and geographical distribution of the Orrick Corporation?
Well, we did start with nothing, and that was about 1960, I guess it was.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, when I wanted, I had an idea on this new vacuum cleaner that weighed only 8 pounds, and I'd travel around the country like Willie Loman in Death of a Salesman, carrying the vacuum cleaner under my arms. I thought they'd pick me up on the floor of the St. Louis airport someday and say, who in the world's that guy with the vacuum cleaners? But anyway, got started that way, and without getting into all the particulars, but it was a long, hard struggle, and things finally began to break for me, and the thing that really got me going is I went into a there was a company that made indoor outdoor carpet, Ozite it was called.
Sure.
And but the dirt stuck to that thing like Velcro. I mean, you just couldn't clean it with a regular vacuum. Well, I knew my vacuum would clean it because we work on a different principle entirely. Mm-hmm. And I went into their office, uninvited, of course, and there was a receptionist whose desk was seated on a rather dirty Ozite carpet. And I said, can I see the president? She said, do you have an appointment? I said, well, no. Well, you can't see him. Well, I said, okay, how about the sales manager? You have an appointment? No. Well, you can't see him either. Hmm. I said, well, I looked her in the eye. Probably a little tear may have dropped out. I don't know. And I said, can I show you my vacuum cleaner? And she shrugged her shoulders and said, go ahead. And so I plugged it in, and I had that carpet clean in minutes.
Wow.
And it didn't take her long. She ran in the back, and out came the president, sales manager, and they saw this. They said, this is astounding. This has been what's holding back our sales. Would you mind making a mailing to all of our dealers all over the country on this product? And I said, would I?
Wow.
And I did, and I got a tremendous return. And I thought, wow, this is the way to go. So then I got started mailing.
Mm-hmm.
And I mailed and mailed all over the country. And even today, Oric does a very considerable percentage of its business by direct mail.
I love it. And David, when you look back to struggling entrepreneurs or anybody right now listening who's trying to break through in business a little better, what's the most important lesson that you can pull out of that anecdote, that true story? What's the most important thing, lesson
or
tool?
Well, I think this, to my way of thinking, I get that question. I've lectured at, I don't know, 60 universities, and students frequently ask the question. I think the important thing is you've got to find one feature on your product or service that you feel is particularly good or particularly unique, and focus on that one thing. If you're limited as to budget, and of course most businesses are and certainly getting started, by focusing on one thing, you can bring more pressure to bear on the point of a pin than you can over a broad surface. So I concentrated on the fact that my cleaner weighed only 8 pounds. It had many other features, but that's the thing I concentrated on. Well, people were tired of lugging around a heavy machine.
Sure.
And, you know, I said, well, if you're into weightlifting, you want to get one of those Bahomas. So I say take one thing in particular and focus on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel that if I had to pick out one thing, that would have to be the top of the list.
I love it. I love it. And my listeners know what I'm going to say next, our regular listeners. When we met with Jack Welch, I asked him, what's the single most important attribute aside from ethics and doing the right thing, which is your foundation in business and life? I said, what's the one most important thing? He said, differentiation. And folks, David Orrick just told us the same thing. There's consistency here, common threads. I hope you're picking up. The other thing David did, he didn't take no for an answer. A no just meant another clever way to come up with a yes, and he pulled off, without an appointment, a demonstration to the top brass of that company and really helped put him on the map. When we get back, we're going to find out more of the strategy and brilliance, really, of what David Orrick has accomplished in his life, starting out with absolutely nothing. I'm John Resnick, and you're listening to Legends of Success.
And now, some legendary advice from the Legends of Success. John Paul DeJuria from John Paul Mitchell Systems learned from failure.
The only difference, I think, once you have the opportunity, that is, between successful people and unsuccessful people, is successful people do all the things unsuccessful people don't want to do. Whether it's a door slamming in your face, and you keep on going the next door, and the next door, and the next door, with just as much enthusiasm as the first. Or you try something, it doesn't work, you try it again and again. Or you're a janitor, and I was a janitor a few times in my life, But I cleaned those floors so good. They sparkled. You got to do the best you can, even when no one's looking.
Learn more from the legends at legendsofsuccess.com.
This report is brought to you by Sears. Fall is here, and that means it's the perfect time to get your home ready for the colder months as well as for the holidays. Just like you maintain your car, you need to maintain your home appliances and systems. As the nation's number one provider of appliance services, Sears Home Services suggests routine maintenance to help make sure your appliances run smoothly. Chip Wade, celebrity home designer and expert craftsman.
Help avoid breakdowns during the busy holiday season by maintaining your appliances properly. Clean your refrigerator's condenser coils twice a year, as dirty coils can lead to expensive repairs and cause the fridge to run inefficiently. As the weather gets colder, the last thing you want is for your heating system to conk out. Avoid this issue by inspecting the air filters in your furnace monthly during the fall and winter, and replace it if it's dirty.
Purchase needed maintenance parts via SearsPartsDirect.com. Or, if you prefer, do it for me, visit searshomeservices.com/fall. There, you can schedule home services and learn about seasonal offerings. To learn more, visit searshomeservices.com/fall.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at 100inchamber.org.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com. Brought to you by the 100in County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
You're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick. For more information, visit John's website at legendsofsuccess.com. Learn about the legends, upcoming guests, get contact information, listen to the best of legends, see photos, and more at legendsofsuccess.com.
We're back on Legends of Success. We're really honored to have our friend back. David was with us, I believe, in my first year when I was struggling to get more stations, and we really privileged to have David Orrick join us then. Here we are, over 100 radio stations, and David's back with us. David Orrick, the icon in the vacuum cleaner industry. Beyond vacuum cleaners, David, you've diversified a bit. I want to personally thank you. And folks, I never get paid by any guest to come on. From time to time, I do get a product. Well, David's office, David sent me this air purifier, Orrick XL. I swear to you, I'm speaking heart to heart with my listeners. I swear to you, and I don't get paid for this, okay? I had a dry cough for the last couple of years. Anybody that knows me says, John, what are you always coughing for? Now, David, whether it's a coincidence or not, I don't know. But I put that XL air purifier in my office. My coughing's down 90%. And I just wanted to personally thank you. And my wife thanks you.
Well, that's good to hear. It's good to hear. I know that breathing good air, like drinking good water, just makes sense. And I believe our air purifier does an excellent job of that.
Well, the thing that surprises me is that when you take those filters out and you see how much dirt's in it, I'm asking myself, was I breathing that?
Well, that's the thing. And people, the Orrick unit is an electronic unit. And you don't ever have to buy a new filter. You just rinse it out at the sink and put it back, and the unit will last indefinitely. It's the same principle as used in our U.S. submarine fleet, who obviously they can't surface for fresh air all the time. So this works electronically, and we charge the air as it comes into the filter, and then we have an opposite charge in the cell that we developed. It's called the Truman cell. Mm-hmm. And we've got about 30 applicants for patents on that. It's absolutely remarkable. And this cell has reverse charge, and it captures the most minute particles and holds them onto that cell until you rinse it out of the sink. Mm-hmm. It does an outstanding job, and I'm really proud of it. It has a lot of other good features to it, by the way. It captures odors, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria. You know, bacteria grows and multiplies itself several times every hour.
Sure.
And we do this both on our vacuum cleaners and in the air purifier. In the manufacturing process, we treat the product so that bacteria will not multiply when it's applied there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's very important because, as I say, bacteria multiplies itself, I don't know, I think it's like 10 times every hour or something like that.
Yeah.
So inhibiting its growth is very important.
Well,
and we do that both in the air purifier and on our vacuum cleaners.
I don't want to bring up, now that's a good timing for a point I wanted to make, and I know we're jumping around a little, and I'll get back to our chronological story. But, folks, if you just heard David talks about not only, and this is another lesson to learn, not only selling the product but selling the benefits, I pulled out a marketing press release you had, David. This is very clever. You not only, that I have found, I'll straighten me out if I'm wrong, you not only pick out the benefits, but somehow you very cleverly tied it into a university professor. Now, I have a press release I found, folks. A study conducted by Dr. Charles Gerba, professor of environmental microbiology at University of Arizona in Tucson. Now, what you did here, David, straighten me out if I'm wrong, is that not only you find out the benefits of your product, but then you go out and you seek the endorsement of people with high qualifications to help substantiate your product. Am I on track here?
Yeah, no, that's correct. And I think not everybody believes if someone's selling something that their objective is to sell it, which of course is true.
Sure.
However, and therefore they might assume, and correctly so, I guess, in most cases, that they're a little bit prejudiced.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to get independent sources to corroborate what we know to be true, but coming from an independent source, it makes a big difference. So
well,
it's hard for today for people, you know, you're swamped with advertisements. Who in the world do you believe?
Sure.
And I've found, frankly, that it's good business to tell the truth. really helps.
And it certainly doesn't hurt when you get a professor, a doctor from a university.
No, I think it's extremely helpful. And again, it corroborates your claim.
Well, it was very, very clever as well. Hats off to you. Hey, David, give me a picture of how big Oric is today and this current year. How big are you? What kind of sales volume and how widespread today is your business?
Well, we do sell all over the world, and we have about 600 Oric floor care centers in the U.S. And the company employs, I believe, it's around 1,500.
Mm-hmm.
And we make our product, by the way, in America, and I'm proud of that fact. People know if they need a part for their vacuum cleaner, they can get it right easily.
Mm-hmm.
So the company has grown a great deal, and we probably have, I would guess, more than 10 million users of Oric vacuum cleaner products and air purifiers and the like.
Yeah, that's...
So there's a lot of folks out there, and, of course, hotels, there's several thousand of them. That was one of my early things that my competition always used to say, well, because it's lightweight, it's no good. It won't last, won't hold up, et cetera, et cetera. Well, that's untrue, but nevertheless, so what we did is we went to hotels. And frankly, I'd have given the vacuum cleaner to the hotels, but they bought them. I didn't give it to them.
Right.
And they, today there are thousands of hotels all over the world that use Oric vacuums, and the maids rave about it. You know, it's lightweight, and it's easy for them to use, and it does the job, and it doesn't leave an odor. You know, a lot of times people don't realize this, but when they vacuum, there's kind of an odor in the room. Well, that's stuff floating around that shouldn't be.
Sure.
And a lot of vacuums spew dirt into the air
mm-hmm.
as you use it. And the Oric vacuum cleaner doesn't do that. We have 8 or 9 filters in there, captures. What goes in the vacuum stays when it leaves your house.
That's amazing.
And sometimes people vacuum, they smell a foul odor. Well, that won't happen with an Oric.
You know, David, I did a little research. You're saying thousands, but in the history of these, I dug up that your Oreck vacuum cleaners have been sold to roughly 50,000 hotels around the world.
Yes, that's right.
That's just unbelievable. And it was pretty clever. Again, folks, another lesson, not only sold to the hotels, but then who's doing the vacuuming? Most of the housekeeping are women who are going to go home, and they probably bought one too.
Well, that is exactly right. And in fact, some hotels, as an inducement to the help, will say, you use this vacuum cleaner. A lot of them use a Mark Slot pen, and they put their name on it, you know.
Yeah.
And you use this for, I don't know, 2 years, something like that. At the end of that time, you take it home, it's yours.
Mm.
And, of course, that's an inducement for people to look after the product. They hold up very well, but like anything else, if you abuse it, I guess it wouldn't hold up as well. But they last and last. I had a fellow call me not long ago from Florida, and he gave me the model number of his vacuum cleaner. And I thought, well, wait a minute. That thing is almost 40 years old. Why don't you get rid of it? He said, what for? It works fine.
You know what I love about David Oreck? He never, and this is a compliment, he never stops marketing. Folks, I hope you're learning today. This is the reason I bring our friends like David Oreck directly to your homes and your cars and your automobiles or your office. You're hearing from the best in America. And if you notice, he'll tell you the story. He tells you strategy. He never stops marketing. David, hats off to you. Let's go back to the beginning. You're an icon today in business. It's recognized, but you didn't start out as an icon. Go back. You were born, I believe, in Duluth, Minnesota, or close by that.
That's correct. Yeah, I was born in Duluth. Mark Twain, by the way, said of Duluth, Minnesota, he said the coldest winter he ever spent was the 4th of July in Duluth. It was cold up there, I'm telling you. You had to keep moving.
You're funny.
And, I was born up there, as was my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And
did you come from a wealthy family? I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, I don't. We were middle class family. I lived through the Great Depression, and I get that question a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And my feeling is that during the Depression, people said, give me a job, any job. I think today a lot of people who are out of work say, give me a handout, any handout.
Oh.
And I think there's kind of a difference there.
Yes.
But anyway, having lived through the Great Depression, you never really get it out of your system. It's it stays with you,
mm-hmm.
and the fear that people had, the despair, you know, and that also was, during that same period, we had what was called the Dust Bowl. There was a great drought in the Midwest,
mm-hmm.
so it compounded, not only was the Depression terrible, but on top of that, we had a drought, and particularly in rural areas where, you know, you lived off of what you grew, it was tough.
I'll bet. I'll bet it was. And, you know, those are the kinds of things, I hate to say it, but, you know, they say it, what you survive will make you tougher. And we get back. I hate to interrupt David again. We got a break coming up here. We get back. We're going to find out how those tough times left an indelible impression that David's alluding to and how that inspired him for the rest of his life. And, folks, anytime you go through hardships, if you're broke, if you're hungry, you never do get out of your system, just like David's saying. Hate to take a break. We got to pay some bills here. We're on Legends of Success with David Oreck. I'm John Resnick. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Yesterday, winning almost two-thirds of the vote sends a clear message that New Yorkers want more change.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says he has a clear mandate to continue his progressive agenda. He vowed to focus on education reform, improving affordable housing stock, and pushing for a millionaire's tax. De Blasio said he was honored to be the first Democrat reelected as mayor since the late Ed Koch. Vice President Pence is now in South Texas to meet with survivors of the deadly mass shooting at a Baptist church on Sunday. Pence, along with his wife Karen, arrived in San Antonio this afternoon to visit with the families and victims of the attack that left 26 people dead and 20 others wounded in Sutherland Springs. An Air Force Academy cadet thought to have been the target of racist threats is now admitting his role in the incident. The unidentified student was one of five African-American cadet candidates attending the Academy's prep school in Colorado Springs after racist notes were found written on dry erase boards outside their rooms in September. The superintendent of the Air Force Academy denounced the slurs in a stern lecture that went viral. You're listening to USA Radio News.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast, and you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering six times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Hi, my name is Kip Herridge, and I'm the founder of the Vertical Research Advisory, or VRA. After 15 years on Wall Street, I founded the VRA in 2003, my daily investment newsletter that's been crushing the market for 14 years. I tell you what to buy and when to sell and take profits, and I only target stocks that have the ability to rise by 50% or more. For the first time, we're offering a free two-week membership. Simply go to VRAinsider.com. You also get my new book, Crash Proof Prosperity, Becoming Wealthy in the Age of Trump. Join us now at VRAinsider.com.
This is Steve Forbes of Forbes Magazine, and you're listening to Legends of Success with John Resnick.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and we have our guest, our friend David Orrick, with us today. David, we were talking just before we took a break that you went through some pretty tough times as a young man. You went through the Great Depression. You went through the country when there was what you call the Dust Bowl. It was pretty tough. How did that indelible impression affect the rest of your life, David, as an entrepreneur?
Well, for one thing, I guess it's, as you mentioned earlier, and Winston Churchill said, never, 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 never give up. And I think that that is one impression. You had to stick with it. And self-preservation, call it whatever you will. But and there's no free lunch. And that's another thing that people, I think, have come to learn.
Sure.
I think that it's an impression. You don't take anything for granted. One thing that I will say, and that is that we live in the greatest country in the world, and people should never forget that. Millions of people all over the world wait in line to come to America, but there are no lines of people waiting to leave.
Right.
And we're very, very fortunate that we live here where there is such opportunities, where we enjoy freedom that just doesn't happen elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess living through all that, you appreciate everything, certainly everything that's good, and you learn to fight back about everything that's not so good.
Sure.
And I feel that our participation in World War II and so on, and people say, you know, greatest generation, all that stuff. Well, that generation had lived through some tough times. They'd lived through the Depression and so on. And they knew what they were fighting for.
There's no question. Does this give you a challenge? So many of your competitors, I would assume, I don't go flipping them over to see where they're made, but you've made a commitment to have your product made in America regardless of what it takes. Doesn't that give you, doesn't it give competitors unfair competition of going over to China?
Well, yes and no. I think this, that the stuff that we build here, we build better. It lasts longer, and I submit that in the final analysis, what people want is not the lowest price. They want the best value. Price is a component mm-hmm. of value. How long it lasts, how good is the warranty, what's the availability of service, all of these things are very important, and so I think that there's many advantages to building products in America. Having said that, it's becoming increasingly difficult for a manufacturer to make products entirely in America because of the fact that many things that we used to make here are not made here
sure.
anymore. And that's a sad state of affairs. You know, General Motors situation such as it is right now, I mean, these are the people that made B-24s that got us through the war. These are the people that made tanks. I mean, who's to do that if we don't have those things here?
No question about it. And it's always, I guess it's always a great attribute to put proud to be American-made.
Well, I think it is. I'm always proud to say it. And I think people really feel that way. I think all things being equal, people would prefer to buy an American-made product.
Sure.
And I submit there's advantages to that. And, yes, we're in a competitive world, but we can compete. There is no question about it in my mind.
Well, especially when you stress price versus value, you really have something there. David, you got out of the war. You moved to New York City. Why? What brought you from Duluth, where you grew up, and got you to New York City? What took you there?
Well, fools rush in where angels fear to tread. That's all I can say. I went to New York. I got out of the war. It was in 1946. And got a job working for the RCA wholesale distributor, and I was involved at that time in the introduction of black and white TV, of the introduction of color television, of the first automatic washer, which was Bendix.
Wow.
And everybody wanted to have a Bendix. That was the first automatic washer. You had to bolt them to the floor because they walked all over the basement, and they were. Incontinent as well. They wet the floor. But everybody wanted one. And, of course, they're no longer in business.
Mm-hmm.
And Litton was the first microwave oven, and we were wholesale distributors of that product as well. And so I was really involved in a lot of the TV and appliance, radio and records.
Sure.
But not, I was involved in the early stages of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned a great deal from them. One of the things that I think is so important, and most manufacturers still don't understand that, is if you don't control your distribution, you will be controlled by your distribution, and that isn't necessarily in your best interest.
Repeat that for our entrepreneurs and our business folks again, would you please?
I'm saying this. If you do not control your distribution, you will be controlled by your distribution. And that will not be in your best interest in the long run.
So give us an example, David.
Well,
what happened?
I hate to be specific, but if you do business with Walmart, who's in charge?
Right.
Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not against Walmart or against anybody else for that matter. I'm just saying this, that by controlling your distribution, you can have a consistency. For example, in the case of Auric Floor Care Centers, of which there's probably 600 of them around the U.S., they sell Auric products. They service Auric products. They feature them. They understand them. They know exactly what it does, what it doesn't do, and they know our standards of selling is if someone's not happy with our product, they get their money back.
Right.
There's no ands, ifs, or buts about it. In fact, in most cases, we don't sell them the product until they take it home and try it and use it for a month or so and then say, look, if you're not entirely happy with this product, you will return it, you get your money back, you get a different, whatever makes you happy. Now, if I couldn't impose those conditions on just the average retailer. He'd say, look, you buy it, it's off the shelf. If you need service, we'll call somebody else. I'm not interested in that. You know, if you buy something from some of these big box discounters, who do you talk to, the cashier, if you have a problem?
Sure.
So I submit, without getting into a lot of details, having a control of your distribution to have a consistency that fits in with your product. We guarantee our products longer than any of our competitors. But we have to have retailers and other folks that fulfill that policy.
Sure, absolutely.
So, again, I submit, if you don't control your distribution, you will be controlled by your distribution. And that may not be in your best interest.
And when we get back from this break, we're going to find out how David opened up his first retail center, his first distribution location. It wasn't an easy road, and it wasn't a planned road, but it's amazing how setbacks carry seeds of opportunity. We're listening to Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick with David Orrick. We'll be right back.
This is a special alert to consumers who owe back taxes to the IRS.
Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle tax problems. An open phone line has been established by National Tax Relief. Grab a pen or put this number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-210-0311 today. That's 1-800-210-0311. When you call, you'll get information and see if you qualify. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and can't afford to pay them back, there's no need to fear anymore. You may qualify for a program that could settle your tax problems and save you money. For free information and to see if you qualify, call National Tax Relief today at 1-800-210-0311. That's 1-800-210-0311. 1-800-210-0311.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
We're back on Legends of Success. I sure hope you've been here from the beginning of our visit today with David Orrick. David, going back, you moved to New York City when you got out of the military. You got involved with the largest RCA wholesale distributor in America, and then you worked there for 17 years. You built a product up. I'm fast-tracking a little, but you built up a product that nobody could make successful, and then it was yanked from you. Tell me that story, would you?
Well, after 17 years, I decided I would leave the distributorship. I was 40 years of age, so I guess it's never too late to start something new.
Sure.
And I took on this product, which frankly had been developed by Whirlpool originally, and they failed at it, and it just didn't sell. It didn't. There was a lot of problems with it as well, I have to say, in truth, that it worked on different principle and so on. Well, I felt as though that I could make a success of that product. I felt as though I could correct the things that why it didn't work well and so on,
mm-hmm.
And so I undertook it, and I was friendly with the president of Whirlpool at the time, so that didn't hurt anything to be able to make an arrangement with them on that product. Again, I guess being tenacious, and I suppose an element of good luck, that doesn't hurt.
Sure.
Along the way, I've often said, given the choice between luck and skill, I'll take luck every time. And that's how I got it going, and of course we corrected the problems with it so that it worked extremely well without sacrificing the fact that it weighed only 8 pounds.
This is the vacuum cleaner. of course.
Yeah.
Right.
So and of course, the good thing about the auric vacuum is it doesn't spew dirt in the air. And almost all of these bagless vacuum cleaners that you read about, hear about, they will spew dirt in the air.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
That is certainly a very bad thing. Ours does not.
But you built that line up to be very successful with the blessings of the president from Whirlpool, correct?
That is correct. And, of course, it's another long story that I don't want to get into, but at that time, Sears Roebuck was a principal customer of Whirlpool's, making under their own brand name. And the president of Sears was then on the board of Whirlpool. We did so well with that product that he suggested, this is a matter of court records and so on, so I guess I'm not saying anything new, but at that time he suggested the Whirlpool would do well if they got along without me.
Wow.
they looked upon me, and I was just nothing, as a potential threat. Well, anyway... But, you know, sometimes bad things turn out to be good.
We're on Legends of Success with David Orrick. I'm John Resnick. We'll be right back.
Mike Hewitt here with a minute of common sense. Tell me something. Would you not defend your home, your family, your children? Who in their right mind would leave their front door open when they know their family is under a heightened threat? Not me. So why would we not vet who is coming into our country, our neighborhoods, our schools, and our workplaces? When will we have had enough and set aside political correctness in favor of common sense? Vetting visitors isn't racist, it's reasonable. Common sense doesn't care who an immigrant is or where that immigrant is from, if we can confirm that immigrant's history. And if we can't, common sense demands that immigrant be banned until we can. Some will say we're not at war, but those that seek to murder our sons and daughters don't recognize such political correctness. Common sense demands enough already. Vet immigrants to our shores or ban them from entry. For more common sense, visit themikehewittshow.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
We're back on Legends of Success. I'm John Resnick, and we have our guest, our friend David Orrick, with us today. David, you took a product that nobody else could sell. You were the top salesperson of that product. That's how you got the line with Whirlpool's blessing,
that
right?
That is absolutely true. Mm-hmm. That was true. Anyway, bad things happen, but sometimes for the good, because we lost our arrangement with Whirlpool, and we went on to do it ourselves. People often said, why'd you call it an auric? Well, every other name that I tried to copyright was taken, except mine. So anyway, it was a little bad luck that really made me do the things I had to do, and it turned out to be very good. Mm. It's really good to do things for yourself if you can.
Sure.
And that was one of the things, and that's what got us going.
Well, and I've always said on this, David, straighten me out or you know, correct it if I'm off here somewhere, but with every adversity in life, Every adversity in life carries a seed of opportunity. No matter how bad you think you've got hit, you got nailed, there's a seed of opportunity there waiting to be turned around that'll make the difference in your life, and it's greater than the setback that you've had.
Well, you know, I don't remember who said this originally, but they said that a pessimist, by definition, is someone who sees a problem in every opportunity.
Mm.
An optimist is someone who sees an opportunity in every problem.
Mm.
And I think that's very true. I really do.
Oh, that's well put. Well, you took this product and you ended up getting your own distributorship, correct?
Well, we took the product and then we ended up doing our own manufacturing and so on. And we have a beautiful plant today up in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
So it evolved. It took time and so on, but it was a very, very good thing. I think one of the problems that I see today is that, and I mentioned that a little earlier to you, is that there are so many very successful companies who in the past 50 years have disappeared. What happened to Montgomery Ward? What happened to International Harvester? What happened to Westinghouse? What happened to Zenith? What happened to even RCA? And so on. And I honestly believe that a certain arrogance that comes with success and the fact that the entrepreneur was pushed aside in favor of the business manager. Now, from, you know, a movie star
sure.
as a business manager, but where would the manager be if he didn't have the star? And so I think that's a very important. I think losing contact with the consumer. Today, for example, someone can get onto the web and get Oric, www.oric.com, and we send them the product. It doesn't cost them anything. We pay for the delivery.
Sure.
We give them a gift for their trouble. We take it back and pay for the pickup if they're not satisfied. We bend over backwards to see to it that the customer is absolutely happy. Well, doesn't it make good sense when you think about it?
Sure.
To make your customer happy?
I love it. Hey, Dave, you don't have sales reluctance, do you? This is great. I mean, you are, again, folks, you're learning from one of the best there is. Look how David could tell a great story and continue to market his product. I'm not putting that down. I'm complimenting that because you pick the right spots in every story, David, to get a little marketing cue in there. And it's just awesome. Would you say that's one of the attributes you've had, starting with nothing to build up? You're always on trying to market your product.
I know my product, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and I believe in it. And I think we do the things that justify what we say. We tell the truth,
sure,
old-fashioned truth, and it works.
Sure,
and you know, I think that people often say that they believe us and believe me, and I hope so. And I think that's important. What good is you wouldn't buy anything from someone you didn't believe?
Well, or didn't believe in themselves, which is even
exactly.
more important. David, when you started out, it had to be some tough sledding in those beginning years. What was the absolute worst moment financially that you can remember when you went on your own, and how'd you get yourself out of it?
Well, I can't think of the worst moment. There were loads of them. And I went into this. I had very little money on my own, no outside money, and so on. So that this wasn't a case of the so-called rich uncle taking care of everything.
Sure.
But it can be done, the fact that I did it is, to me, is absolute proof.
Everybody must be a marketer and a salesperson at one level or another. Am I right, David?
You're absolutely right. What good is it? The best factories in the world. And I think that, talking about companies that have failed, big companies.
Sure.
They had everything. They had all the money, beautiful factories, great brand names, and so on. What in the world caused them to fail? I mean, the Packard Motor Car Company was arguably the finest automobile in the world, and
sure.
they're gone.
Mm.
And I think somehow or other they lose track of who they're selling to. I think, and to my way, I think the enemy of a lot of companies that fail, their success has created an arrogance
yes.
that doesn't fit well with today's consumer.
No question. David, we've got a number of listeners that are in business listening right now. They're struggling, a lot of them, and individuals that are struggling. And whether you're in business or not, when you go through the toughest times, or when you went through the worst times in your life, offer a pearl of wisdom to our listeners one-on-one of what David Orrick would tell himself. Reach into your heart and share with others what you shared with yourself to make it through.
I guess the one thing, if I had to think of in a hurry, and it's not too hard, never, never, never give up.
Absolutely. And when you saw a crisis, did you have sleepless nights? Did you miss hours of sleep?
Yes, I did. I sure did.
Yep.
But that's okay. It goes with the territory.
Right. And what I'm sharing here, folks, another reason that I started, that created this show, is that I want you to know that, you know, icons. We have David Orrick. We had, if you go back to the original Hearst family, if you go to the Estee Lauder family, we've had members of the family here on this show. No matter how big they are, all of them somewhere started out exactly like you with the same struggles if you're going through them, and they had to make it through. So hang in there. It might be a tough economy.
Every big company was once a small company.
Absolutely. Well put. Hey, David, we ran out of time, but we'll have to bring you back again. You're only 86 now. We'll be bringing you back over the next 20 years easy.
Oh, boy. I've often said to my vacuum cleaners, they'll be picking up dirt long after I'm pushing up daisies.
Well, we thank you for being an awesome guest, David.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I wish all of your listeners well.
And, folks, I also want to thank our team here at Legends of Success. Michael Parks, our producer, who makes this show sound so well every week. Lori Gunder, the intelligent and beautiful Billy Resnick, my best friend. And most of all, thank you for listening and allowing us to come into your lives. I'm John Resnick. You've been listening to Legends of Success, the most original success stories in America. We'll see you next week.
This report is brought to you by the National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. When a person is facing the difficult challenges that come with advanced illness, their pets can play a critical role in providing comfort in their final moments. Unfortunately, as families deal with the grief of illness and the loss of a loved one, those beloved pets may be overlooked or treated as an afterthought. Pet Peace of Mind is an organization that helps hospice and palliative care patients keep and care for their pets. Dr. Mia Carey, veterinarian and Pet Peace of Mind board member.
For many of us, our pets are like members of the family. In difficult times, a pet can provide the same sense of comfort and calm that a human family member might. When a patient begins hospice or palliative care, it can be challenging to make sure all of their pet's needs are met. Pet Peace of Mind allows patients to make their end-of-life journey gracefully with their loving pets right by their side.
For more information or to make a donation, please visit petpeaceofmind.org.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.